Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute. That's cute.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Who wants to talk about jewelry?
Me always.
This past year, I've been really focused on building out my jewelry collection. And just having, I just want to be the jewelry girl where people look. I'm wearing like two things of jewelry right now, but I want people to be like, wow, she's got good jewelry game.
But you also want to make sure that you are investing in things that you love, and it can be, you know, overwhelming, don't know what to choose, want everything to have meaning. So let's introduce today's guest.
Y'all, we have Jennifer Meyer. If you're not familiar with Jennifer or Jen, she is born and raised in LA. She's like one of those LA cool girls. Like when you were growing up reading Us Weeklies, Jen was one of those girls, okay? She started her eponymous brand, Jen Meyer Jewelry, over a decade ago. She had worked in communications at places like Ralph Lauren and Giorgio Armani. And then she created her own brand in 2005. She was obsessed with jewelry from a very young age, and this is actually really fascinating to me. She learned to work with she learned to work with enamel alongside her grandmother, Californian artist Edith Meyer, and she started with simple shapes crafted with the best materials, and then she decided to, you know, kind of take that to the next level and created Jen Meyer Jewelry. Now, anytime I have gone to any type of event, we have been so lucky to have contacts with Jen's PR where we'll be like, can we call in a piece of jewelry? And like the funniest part is they'll go, yeah, just pick what you want. I'm like, babes, there's $31,000 tennis necklaces on this website. Are you saying ask for the $31,000 tennis necklace? I never do. I keep it very.
You're going to work your way up to that.
Yes.
You're going to wear it on your wedding day.
Yeah, you got to work your way up. So I keep it very, very casual, just like a cool $2,500, no big deal, that I also have to return. That's the way it goes. But I always feel like a princess when I am rocking her stuff. She had some beautiful emerald pieces that I wore for the Grammys this year, and I was just like, ugh, this is chef's kiss. So she makes so many people's jewelry. We don't really need to name drop here.
Google it. Google Jen Meyer celebrity, and then you'll quickly find out what those pieces are and who those people are.
Yep. Yep. And it's a good group to be a part of, which, I mean, like literally if you Google Jen Meyer, like the people that pop up, it's like Jennifer Aniston, Meghan Markle, Emma Stone, Kate Hudson.
Yeah. Jen is famous in her own right. Comes from like Hollywood royalty.
Yes.
She is Malibu Barbie. Grew up on Malibu Beach, living the dream.
Yes. And we had her on the show because, I mean, literally, if you just Google like her with Jennifer Aniston and all of these, like she's in this. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sarah? There's this photo from the Hollywood Reporter. It's like clearly something like they had some type of photo shoot together. Officially.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The Hollywood Reporter.
Like the Hollywood Reporter does those shoots where it's like it's like celebrity and their stylist or celebrity and their favorite hairstylist or whatever. So that must have been the shoot. Like it was.
Yes. Like, jewelry designer. Favorite jewelry designer. Yeah. Courtney Cox holds hand with jewelry designer Jennifer Meyer. We love to see it. Anyways, Jen is so cool. It was really fun to talk to her. Her taste level is immaculate. And she just launched, I think it was this year or maybe last year, mm-hmm. but she launched.
Last year.
Her first fragrance.
But the fragrance launched last year. And then the hand cream.
This year.
Launched this year.
So she has like these little beauty offerings, fragrance, hand cream that smell like the beach, an elevated version of the beach. Such good notes in this. And then she has this beautiful candle that we'll talk about towards the end of the episode. You should listen to hear why it's so magnificent and special, because it's not just a candle. But off we go. An interview with Jen Meyer. Jen Meyer.
Hello, you guys.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
So good. You know what? You're so cool. You've influenced me in a lot of ways, but when we went to San Vicente Bungalows together and I met you for the first time, mm-hmm. you were wearing this pair of Wayfarer Ray-Bans.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God. And then I not only saw you wear it, but then I saw all of the cool established people wearing them. And I posted because then Jennifer Lawrence was wearing them and my boyfriend bought them for me. And you started that movement. So,
what a sweet boyfriend. There's nothing like the Ray-Ban Wayfarers. They're the best.
They're the classic. But I'm like so used to like the smaller. Why am I blanking?
Like a smaller frame?
Not frame.
Cat eye.
It's like the side of what are the things called that
the arms? When
you, thank you. The arms. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm used to like a very thin arm, and I love these because they go from small to large, so it like mm-hmm. has a little bit of a mm-hmm. almost like contour effect.
They look good on everybody.
They do, and I feel like they are so classic in that they, you know, it sort of is like there's a wave where everyone wears it, and then it sort of dips, and then we all had like our tiny sunglasses era, which it doesn't look. Tiny sunglasses look good on like five people.
Oh my God!
Right. Or the really big ones, like the Jackie O type. Anyway, these have been. I think I've been wearing these for like 20 years now. So
staples.
I know. Yeah. I was so late to the game, but then when I saw, because they have the ones that you have, I feel like they were a newer frame, but they're not. They're just the Wayfarer that have like, they're like a little tailored towards.
Yeah, they're the classic ones.
Yeah.
But they look different on everyone because of everyone's different face shapes and sizes. So
that is true.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't stop staring at your gorgeous, like, obviously layered jewelry and your earrings and everything. And I'm like, I need to step up my game. I should have done better.
I need to always step up my game. I mean, it's Jen freaking Meyer. Like, hello. I have my very, like, simple, dainty stuff. I'm not even wearing my rings right now. But what is your – I'm curious, like, how do you dress yourself jewelry-wise in the morning?
Well, I mean, that's actually, like, part of – the thing is about jewelry for me, I always think with women that every morning we're like, what am I going to wear? And getting your shit together and getting out of the house and organizing. And I always felt like jewelry should not be something you're thinking about. I always thought that jewelry should be something that you wear, that's a part of you, that you wear every day. You love your pieces that you keep just adding on or sort of taking off, but just, you know, like removing a piece here or there, but keeping on your core thing. So for me, I mean, I'll put jewelry on and I'll wear it for, I mean, weeks at a time. Now, if I wasn't a jewelry designer, I would be wearing it for years at a time, but like I'll come up with whatever I'm wearing and I just won't remove it. So, I mean, I always have some sort of hoop on. Usually it seems this is a, you know, gold tennis necklace. I've been wearing my diamond tennis necklaces. I always have my good luck charm on. I always have a pile of bracelets and my rings. And I don't know, I just sort of add it all day.
When you say good luck charm, what are you referring to?
Mm-hmm. So funny. Somebody just today took it off my neck. I was at a doctor appointment and they were like, please give that to me. I was like, okay, you can have it. And I feel this like thing when somebody needs it or wants it, like my good luck charm, I feel like has really crazy, super good energy into it. I mean, yeah. I can't explain it, but it's got the evil eye in it. It's got the om for like peace and centeredness. It's got a heart for love. It's got the elephant with the trunk up. If it's got a four-leaf clover, did I say evil eye? It's got the number 13 because my mom always said like her lucky number was 13. So I was always like,
13 is like, shows me like, if you believe something's lucky, it's lucky. Like nothing can be unlucky. Like totally. Believe in luck, believe in love. So it's just that perfect circular piece, and it's weighted and it's heavy. And I put a lot of like thought and love and care and all of that into that piece. I mean, I just said to my girlfriend last year, you know, she was going through some shitty breakups, like one after the other. I was like, put the good luck charm on. I swear to you, your husband is around the corner. Just keep it on, just every single day. And she, 3 months later, she's engaged and badly in love. Like, I swear it brings good energy. So I always have my good luck charm on.
I love that. I also feel like, well, okay, I am not wearing it right now, and I feel naked without like this jade bracelet that I wear all the time. And I'm sure that's how you feel too when like it's missing. You're like, a piece of me is missing.
Yeah,
and like, everything is going to go wrong. So yeah. you took it off, and then they kindly gave it back to you, and then you put it back on. You're all good now.
No, they took it. What do you mean?
Oh, it's they gone. took it.
Oh, no. They're like, I need that. I was like, well, okay. I mean,
no, that's what I was going to say. Like, that's the benefit of being Jen, is literally like, she has it. She can give it. She can get another one.
I get another one.
Well, let's see if that works out, Kirby, with us. Can we have?
Do you want to go to lunch or dinner? And then the whole time we're just like, oh my God, Jen, I need those earrings. I need that necklace.
They were going through something. They were having a moment. Okay. You know?
It's like,
I love that.
Yeah.
That you can just like, you have that power too. And like, you totally made this person's day.
Totally. Totally. Well, you made their day, and it's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Yes.
Right?
Maybe they'll pay it forward to someone in the future.
But don't you feel like that's the energy in life? Like, the more you give, the more you receive, and the more you receive, the more you're able to give, you know?
Totally. Love that. I love that
perspective. Keep it flowing.
Jen, can we ask you what is currently on your face, what beauty products you are loving?
Well, I'm really bad at beauty stuff. Like, I have no idea how to do makeup. I'm always like just like trying to, I can see something on Instagram or something gets sent to me, I'm like, okay, I'll try that. Like, I have no clue. But I do have things that I love. I mean, I use this body scrub every single day by Sea and the Moon. I'm obsessed with the body scrub. It happens to be my sister's company. But I'm literally obsessed, and everyone who tries it, it has like changed my skin. I can't even explain. I it's my favorite. You Beauty is my friend Tina's company. That like rich moisturizer is like the holy grail. I swear it is the greatest moisturizer. I'm trying to think, I should like run upstairs to my bathroom, but I'm not going to. Bobbi Brown. I love Jones Road. She's amazing. Ugh. My favorite mascara is by Honest Company. It is the greatest mascara that Jessica Alba has created. I have no words. I wear contacts, so everything always like runs and smears. But this one has, it's like double-sided. It has like a primer and then the mascara. I can wear it all day. It's genius. Jessica, if you're listening to this, Honest, best mascara. I mean, literally, it is the best mascara. I've used all these fancy mascaras. This one is it. I love, like, you know, Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk for my lips. Erin Foster and Sarah Foster just did a like this lip oil collaboration for Favorite Daughter. I've been using that on my lips. That's amazing. Oh, this is terrible. Catherine Powers makeup company.
Merit.
So good.
Yes.
So good. Those things that go on the cheek. Monica Blunder just sent me like these
lip liners.
What? Yes. Those are so good. There's a
They're
pink
so one. Yes. Good.
Oh, and I am wearing this today. We're all just Monica standing Blundered over out. Monica Blunder. She's so great.
I'm wearing Davy. The lip liner is Davy. It's like a really pretty pink. And I swear, I like keep staring at my lips because I'm like,
they look. Okay. Your lips look really gorgeous and
look
very
juicy.
Plump.
Thank you. I'm do. Like, okay, Monica, like,
her products
it,
are so good. All the products that she has.
So good.
I love that all of these people, too, are your friends.
They're just some really talented family. Friends. Yes. My hair, I've been obsessed. I mean, I've been obsessed with Lola V. Incredible.
Of course.
Yes, Jen, she did the most. Of course, she developed the perfect hair product, but I love.
Yeah.
I got some talented friends.
I have to agree.
Please tell your sister. I got some Seeing the Moon products when I was pregnant, and they're just so beautiful.
Aren't they good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, my skin, everyone literally is like, your skin is so soft. I'm like, Seeing the Moon, I swear.
I want to be a part of this friend group. That's like, I bet you'll have bomb dinner parties. Like,
and everyone's just like exchanging jewelry and scrubs and lipsticks. Sounds fun.
Hair products. And yeah, what a blast. What a blast. Okay, Jen, so you're the jewelry queen. What are some staple pieces that you think people should have in their jewelry wardrobe, like high and low? Do you have any suggestions when it comes to building out a jewelry wardrobe? Because I personally sometimes feel, well, I used to feel overwhelmed with like, oh, I want to have like these nice pieces, but like maybe I can't afford all of these things at the same time. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, I think you should only get, like not only get, but I think that when building out a jewelry wardrobe, number one, don't look at it as, can I wear this every day or not? Get pieces you feel you could wear every day. So okay, let's start with high. If you're going to go high and you're like, I want that piece, I have a lot of money to spend, but I want to get one good piece, get either a diamond tennis necklace or a diamond tennis bracelet. You are not going to take it off. You can wear it with a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, or you can wear it to black tie. It's like, it's a staple, right? If you have a lot of money to spend, right? And I would say invest in a really good one and a nice one, because it'll last you forever. You'll have it forever. You can give it to your daughter. You can whatever. It's one of those pieces that's like, it's a forever piece. So if we're going high, that would be my number one suggestion.
Okay.
I think if you are looking for an everyday necklace, I think that maybe isn't a diamond tennis necklace. I think that you really have to look for something that speaks to you, whether it's an initial of yours, of your child, of something that feels special, a heart, a cross, whatever, something that you love, a chain, some sort of special chain with your good luck charm, something that you feel when you go try on jewelry, you're like, I love this piece. It speaks to me. I mean, I have a diamond stick. It could be a little diamond bezel, a little gold bezel. It could be so many things. I think that when you put it on and it speaks to you and you're like, I love this piece, that's what you should buy. One little thing that you just know you're never going to take off. And I think for earrings, I think a good stud, a good diamond stud or a good gold stud and a hoop. I mean, you just can't go wrong.
Again, with the classics. Mm-hmm. That'll just like transcend just trends. Like, you will always have it.
I never wanted to design trendy jewelry. I wanted you to like look in your, jewelry box in 10, 15 years and still be putting on your Jen Meyer jewelry.
Do you have any suggestions for people who like don't even know where to start when it comes to like buying a certain gold or a certain silver? What do they need to look for?
You know, there's a big difference, obviously, between gold and silver. If you're looking at, I design everything in 18 karat gold. So if you're designing in, 18 karat gold, that's something that's really going to withstand the test of time,
Right.
Silver is great. It's inexpensive for the most part. And it's a different color. I mean, so I just think that you can always start with silver. You can always start with gold plated. You can always start in that area. And then I think if you're looking for forever pieces, that's good to, invest in a couple strong pieces.
Because 18 karat, right? Sarah, is maybe this what you were going to ask? Like 18 karat is not isn't easily tarnishable. Like it's like durable. It's going to like last.
It will last and it should not tarnish.
Good.
So I was going to ask about, you mentioned earlier, like if you're going to buy like the diamond tennis bracelet, buy it from like, a brand that you like your brand or, a brand that you can trust.
Yep.
To Kirby's point, if you're like, I don't know, I'm getting targeted all these like Instagram jewelry brands, I want to maybe buy it from something that I got targeted. Like, can I buy it on Amazon? can I go downtown? Like, what should you look for when you're looking for a very well-made piece that has really beautiful diamonds that are going to, I don't want to say like just ethical, but you know, that are, what's the
durable?
Right word? Yeah. Yes. Or like
trustworthy.
Legit. Trustworthy. That's what, yeah. I'm like,
that aren't fake.
That aren't fake. Yeah. Like, how do you go about finding pieces that are actually valuable?
That's a good question. I think you have to sort of know there's brands that you can trust. You know what I mean? There's brands that have been around for many, many years, and they've built a reputation for a reason. And if you're buying your first expensive investment piece and you love the piece and maybe it's a brand you don't know much about, ask the questions. You know, everybody has email, everybody has DM. You should feel, if you're spending a lot of money on a piece, you should feel free to ask any questions that you have. That's just in life. Just stick with brands that you really trust, I think.
Jen, what would I say if I'm like going to some brand and I don't even know where to start? Like, what are some questions they should be asking to make sure that they feel confident in their purchase?
I mean, listen, I think that people can say, what's the carat weight, or how much is it in this length, or, you know, what is it, 18 karat gold, is it 14 karat gold? You know, what's the difference between, you know, the white gold or the yellow gold? They'll say no difference, but what's the difference between this size diamond and that size diamond? You know, I think that it's also, when I'm looking at jewelry, it's sort of like, I look at it as a black dress, right? When you're throwing that black dress on and you've got five different black dresses on that you're standing in the mirror and trying it on, you want to go with the one that you feel the best in, that fits you the best. So you're like, I'm going to wear this a bunch of times. This is a perfect black dress. I love this black dress. If you're like, I can get one dress today, right? Right. That's the thing with jewelry. It's like something is going to hit you and you're going to feel it and you're going to love it. And that's what's going to be the piece. You know, it's sort of like I say when men have come to me, or women have come to me, to design an engagement ring and they're looking for a diamond, right? And they say, okay, I'm looking for, you know, an emerald cut diamond and I want to spend around X amount of dollars. I'll get a few diamonds that I absolutely love and I will show them. And they always have the one that they love. They're always like, it's that one. It's like they know instinctually which diamond it is. But I had a good friend of mine come in a few years ago and he's like, I'm ready. I'm ready to propose. I'm like, great. He's like, okay, get the diamonds. I'm going to come design the ring. I was like, great. I got the diamonds. I had four of the most gorgeous diamonds you've ever seen. They were incredible. Exact price point he wanted, but they were like, I hit the jackpot beyond like the clarity, everything. And he was like, I don't know. Do I like this one? I don't know. Da-da-da. And I was like, yo, you are not ready to propose. And he was like, what? I was like, I know that's like fucked up to say. One of these diamonds would have been it.
Would have been, I'm telling you, spoken to him.
It would have spoken. It would have been like, I'm for your girl. Like, totally. Get me. Get. I was like, you're not going to find a better diamond. I was like, right. And I'm not saying that because it doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying I can tell. Like, don't.
So what happened?
He didn't propose. And now he has a new wife. They have two kids, madly in love. And every time he's like, man, thank God. He's like, and I knew it based on the feeling. I knew it based on what jewelry, the feeling that jewelry gives, you know? I'll have men or women that come and they're like, oh, I want to buy, you know, my girlfriend or wife a diamond necklace or a necklace. I'm like, okay, I'll show him. Oh, no, she doesn't like diamonds. I'm like, yes, she does. He's like, no, she doesn't. She doesn't wear them. I was like, well, have you ever bought her diamonds? And he's like, no. I'm like, trust
That's
me.
That's why everyone loves
trust
diamonds.
Trust me. Buy her the diamonds. Let's see. If she wants to return it, all good. I've never gotten a return of a gift of diamonds.
Right.
I have a question. When I got engaged like so long ago, I had no idea what ring I wanted. I didn't know that Matt was going to propose. So like I didn't really have a say in it. And he was so sweet and like worked with my mom and my sisters, tried to like design it. Kirby knows. I didn't end up liking the ring. I had it for like a couple years. It was, it was so beautiful. It was a family diamond. You know, there was like history to it, but like he was also very sensitive about it every time I would like kind of bring it up. But then after 2 years, I was like, no, I have to wear this every day. I want to love the ring that I'm wearing. And so I asked if we could get it redesigned, and we worked together with this wonderful jewelry designer in Venice. And, you know, we came up with something that we love. And now I like absolutely love my ring. So I'm really glad I did it. But all that to say, like, it took me a really long time to figure out what I wanted. Why are you laughing, Kirby?
Because this is me.
Okay.
I feel bad for Patrick.
Yeah. It's like, how do you figure out your, like, what you want? Because, like, I mean, there's like a million rings that I could want. I'm sure Kirby's the same.
That is such a good question.
How do you know, too, that, like, you're going to, I guess you don't know that you're going to love it in 5 years, but what are some, like, good pieces of advice that you give to men, women, whoever, who are trying to design an engagement ring?
Go to a store that sells a million engagement rings and just start trying them on. Okay. You know what I mean? Just start trying on rings and see what feels best and what you like and what you gravitate towards. Really, I think that's just the best advice. I mean, you know, I'm sure your husband is such a sweet, loving guy and like worked with your mom and sister and really thought he was like coming up with the most perfect thing. And so many times I want to say to people, like, don't get creative, like just figure, like, find out exactly what she wants, you know, like, I don't care how you do it, figure out exactly what she wants, because she'll be really happy with exactly what she wants. You know, they sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss, but I think the way you approached it with your husband is beautiful. And you should be able to say, hey, I love you. I love the idea of this ring. It means the world to me. Maybe do that after you've gotten married. You know, and how can I, you know, make it a little bit more me?
Do you come across a lot of people who want to get their engagement rings redesigned after like 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, like, or they want an upgrade? Like, that must be pretty common. Yeah.
I mean, sure. I think I think there's a lot of women who would like an upgrade. You know, they always are like, okay, we've done a little better. Maybe I'll get a new ring. Yeah. And I think a lot of people also are, if they don't love their engagement ring, they get a really cool band. You know, they love their, like, a diamond band or a gold band just to, you know, be on their wedding finger.
That makes the most sense to me. Although it is like, I feel kind of nervous, like, going into a jewelry store to try on engagement rings without.
What do you mean?
So fun.
Is it?
I want to do it again.
Okay. Well, then we'll go together. We'll find Jen. We're just going to go to Jen's
house.
I'll
go with you guys.
We're like, bring him out, baby. Bring him out. Okay. So I'm curious, is there a particular style of jewelry that you think dates you? Or is, like, jewelry, is all jewelry, I mean, to your point, you said you make jewelry that is supposed to be classic, that you can always wear. What kind of jewelry do you think is dating people? Where you look at it and it's like, yeah, that was so 2016. Or that was too whatever.
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, listen, I think that big sort of, I think the idea of saving jewelry for special occasions is out. The idea that people put jewelry in their bank to save. I mean, obviously, if you have that level of jewelry and God bless, you know what I mean? Awesome. Amazing. But I think that investing in pieces that you're just going to wear all the time. I think, like, the big, heavy, that kind of world, no. I think just pieces you're going to always love. I mean, I know I go back to them and it's so boring, but I don't know. All I ever want to do is design jewelry that is not going to be dated. So I can't even think what's dated. I don't even know anymore. Like, I don't know. I think people have really cool style and just can wear their stuff however they wear it, you know?
So, like, the Tiffany's toggle, like, tag necklace that everyone wore in the 2000s, the, like, thick necklace. Do you feel like, I feel like people are bringing that back. Like, that
was
like
a, I was going to say, like, still kind of cool. You know what I mean? Like, a cool old vintage Tiffany piece, like you kind of can't go wrong, you know?
Right, right. Okay. But like, I think what you're saying too is like, don't, you know, spend too much on like a really trendy jewelry piece that
what was trendy? Throw something out there for me. I'm like,
really colorful beaded necklaces, let's say, that were, I mean,
I start thinking about like, I was really into my chokers, you know,
yes.
Like I loved my velvet choker with like something hanging down from it. Right.
Yes.
But like, they're kind of cool again, you know? So I don't know. I mean, I'm not wearing a velvet choker anymore, but
yeah,
I'm not mad at it.
No, you're right. But then if you like save it, 5 years from now, it's probably going to come back in popularity again.
That's what I mean. Buy what you love, you know? And if it speaks to you, just keep it.
Jen, let's talk about properly taking care of our jewelry. This is something that I tell myself that I want to be better at. Like getting my rings professionally cleaned, or even at the very least, like cleaning it at home, especially like my earrings. I sleep with my necklaces. I work out with them all the time, you know,
sure.
And I'm sure that that's fine. Thank you for saying that you do that. But like, how often should we really be removing our necklaces, removing our earrings, bracelets, rings, and cleaning them?
Honestly, I think it just depends on how you're using them. Obviously, if you're putting a ton of lotion on, or you're at the beach or something's happening, then obviously things will get a little cloudier and you just want to give it a good clean. But I think it really is just like, you'll look down one day and know. I don't think you really have to. It's not like on some schedule of like, ooh, I better take care of this. I love, for me, when you're storing jewelry and you're traveling with jewelry or you're doing things like that, the greatest trick in the world is Ziploc bags. Little baggies for your jewelry. If you have a necklace, you put your necklace in that Ziploc bag. You hang the chain outside of the bag. Boom. No tangles, and stays strong.
Oh my God, the tangles. I cannot tell you how many necklaces I feel like I've lost because of the tangles.
Oh, I get so frustrated. Thank God for the girls that I work with in my office. Like, some of them are so meticulous that they're like, oh, let me undo that knot. I'm like, by all means.
Is there a specific like at-home cleaning product that you like to use? Do you use the old like toothbrush and some people say like, you know, vodka or whatever. Like, what do you like to use at home?
Honestly, the toothbrush with like some warm water and soap is good enough. You know, I obviously have a professional cleaner at my office and or at my store. So if people want to come in and clean their stuff, it like takes 1 minute. But yeah, good old toothbrush.
Did you already talk about like those supersonic cleaners?
No.
The ones that buzz? Are you like, are those okay, Jen? Like, can you use those?
I have a professional one at my office that we're very particular about. So I don't really use, I don't know how those work at home. I mean, I should probably know that, but I always like to take care of people's jewelry myself at the office, you know, or at the store with like a professional thing. Cause I don't know if those things will move a diamond around.
Oh, right.
I have no idea.
Right. Yeah. That's such a good point. That's a good point.
If there's an amazing at-home jewelry cleaner out there, like, I'm all for it. I want to know. Somebody tell me.
Yeah. Let us know, Glams.
Do you suggest removing, like, your rings or any of your jewelry for, you know, like, when you're at the beach or if you are going to work out? I never do.
I don't either. Yes, you're supposed to, I'm sure, but I don't do it, so I can't suggest otherwise. Like, I also will wear a diamond necklace to the beach. Like, I want to.
Because you're fabulous.
I just can't help myself. So, or gold hoops, or I love jewelry at the beach. I think that if something is a fragile piece or your ring is not tight on you or things like that. I have had, this is prior to me making my own jewelry. I'll never forget, my dad bought me this ring and I was in the ocean. I just felt it slip right off. And I was like, oh, I don't like that. So make sure your things fit well, then they won't come off.
Okay, you've mentioned basically keeping your jewelry on for weeks at all times, like not taking it off. Like once it's on, that's on, and unless you decide to change it.
Yeah.
What's the key to sleeping in maybe multiple necklaces? Like layering necklaces is like a really big trend right now. Like I don't think it's new by any means, but people are starting to like get on TikTok and say, this is how I layer my necklaces. Here's how I stack my bracelets, whatever. Is there a specific key to making sure that things don't get tangled, or is it kind of just you got to risk it to get the look?
There are no secrets to it, but I would say that in the morning, like if your necklaces are tangled, like just be gentle in untangling them, because you can really like your clasp, it can become loose, it can become, you know, unstable, and then all of a sudden a couple days later your necklace falls off because, you know, it's come undone. So I would just say be fragile in the morning when you're undoing all the necklaces, but there's unfortunately no secret.
Yeah.
I see like some people do like all their necklaces on like a magnet in the back, and so they all look like they just sort of land perfectly. And so I guess you could do something like that and take it off.
I spent like money on this thing that I bought on Etsy that was supposed to like stagger my necklaces and keep them from tangling, and it was such a waste of money. It was like so stupid.
I've never used it. I'm like sometimes
it wasn't the magnet one, but it was like supposed to change my life and it didn't.
Okay.
as many things promise and don't deliver on, was not life-changing. So you have dipped your toes into beauty. Mm-hmm. You have your own fragrance, which, by the way, thank you, because I took 10 of my friends to a Barbie screening last Thursday, and we put the fragrance, the small roller ball, in our gift bags.
Aww.
And I did it because it smells like the Malibu beach. And of course, that's Malibu, where Barbie and Barbie. Ken love to hang. So it was perfect. So everyone was like, oh my God, it smells incredible. You also have your hand and body cream, which is absolutely fabulous. Tell us why you felt like you wanted to get into the beauty side of things after jewelry.
Well, it's funny, like, I'm all about smell, like everything smelling good. And like we talked about like soft skin and like skin feeling good and your house smelling delicious. And I always say, like, I don't know if you can think about your moms or like how you grew up, like, or your friends, like usually there was a piece of jewelry that reminded you of them, right? Or the watch that they always wore, or a necklace. Like my mom always had these long necklaces on and this really beautiful little Cartier watch, and I always remember this, right? So I always felt like that was smell, right? You know people by their smell so many times, like whether it's the perfume they've been using their whole life or just that feel. And I always thought that jewelry and smell were so similar, and I always wanted to design a perfume, but I had no idea how to go about it. And then over COVID, I'm like, let's figure this out. And I designed that perfect smell that I just wanted to, like, you know, I want people to come up to you and be like, you smell so good, and want to hug you or like nuzzle into you. I didn't want it to feel like you walked out of an elevator and someone was like, Jesus, what was she wearing? Like the whole elevator smell. I wanted it more like when people are near you to smell you and love it. I grew up in Malibu. I grew up on the beach. I love that feeling of feeling like tan and clean and just like smelling yummy. You know, like you just, somebody wants to just take a bite out of you. And I think that we did it, you know, and then we, you know, I designed that perfume and the rollerball so you can throw it in your bag. And then of course I had to do a cream, because I do not get out of the shower without a cream. I always have a cream in my car. I always want to feel moisturized and put like just a little beautiful hint of the smell in that cream. And the cream has, you know, coconut oil and shea butter and just everything to keep that skin glowing and gorgeous.
I mean, it smells so good, and it smells just like you're at the beach. You're just like you're in Malibu. So it has, I'm just reading, it has top notes of cranberry, strawberry, and coconut water, and layers of water lily and white floral. I also have this.
Ooh, the candle.
In my office. So I pretend that I am at the beach as well when I'm
not. Love that candle. And of course, so when I designed the candle, I had to make the top be like a little thing for your jewelry. So you get sort of a little jewelry bowl as well as the candle in one. But I love the candle. I love how it makes my house smell and just feels fresh and beautiful. And that little top is next to my bed. It's in my living room. Put crystals in it. Put my jewelry in it.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, the top has her good luck charm on the top.
Yep. Uh-huh. There it is.
And then I finished the candle and I have it in my bathroom and I keep my jewelry contained.
Oh,
in there.
I love that.
Yeah. So it's great.
It's like it's a really pretty, you know, white ceramic vessel. So I put like succulents in there. You could put jewelry, you could put your makeup brushes, a lot of options.
It's such a good gift.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It actually is. So, like, I remember during COVID when everybody was at home and everybody was, you know, lighting candles, like making sure they had a good ambiance at home. Everyone's like, oh, what do I do with my candle vessels? And people would be like, oh, you can do this with it. And it's like, are you really going to? They're ugly. It's like, do you really want that around your house? Like, sure, maybe some of them, but not a lot of them.
Yeah.
This is truly like one of the only candle vessels that I've actually like made sure I cleaned. Like my boyfriend cleaned it for me. I was like, do not throw this away. I need it for my jewelry. And he like properly took care of it for me and like made it look so beautiful so that I could reuse it. And
I mean, for all your single listeners, does your boyfriend have a brother? Like he's like cleaning your candle vessels. He's buying you Ray-Bans.
I know. He's the best. Today is his birthday, actually, which is so
happy
funny.
Birthday.
Today. Oh my
it's his
gosh.
Birthday today. So,
no, what are you going to do for him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking him to a nice dinner tonight. Okay. I actually bought him a pair of sunglasses today. So he'll
and
be
and you're
going
to clean his candle for him, his jewelry holders. I didn't mean to make that as a sexual innuendo.
I was literally
swear.
Like, Sarah, clean his candle. Wow. Here we go.
This podcast just got a lot of fun. This just got a
this
lot
is
of fun.
This is PG.
Brought to you by Pornhub. Okay, so here we go.
We wish we had that kind of sponsorship money.
Yeah. Now you might. Now you might. Just happened, Sarah. Just happened.
Oh, man. Well, Jen, where can everybody find your products? Like, obviously, we know where to get your jewelry, but where can we get your hand and body cream, your candle, and your fragrance?
I sell it all on my website at jennifermeyer.com, and we sell it at our store, and that's where it is.
Yay!
Where's your store?
In Pacific Palisades, the village. It's so great over there. It's beautiful. Rick Caruso built this whole beautiful area. And
Kirby and I are going to come and hang out.
I think we're going on 5 years there, so please come hang out. Let me know, and I'll come meet you guys. I would love it.
We would love that.
The people working at your store are going to be like, these two women won't stop trying jewelry and they won't leave.
They're going to love it. That's what we do. I mean, nothing would be happier like trying on jewelry with people. I love it so much.
Great.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.